aggressive politicians and politically correct assholes. PC Radio Worldwide at thepcradioshow.com.
It is Tuesday, the 2nd of February, 2021, and I think 21 is on the low end of executive actions that have been signed. I think we're up here more like 42 of them now. This guy is actually a dictator, and people have a reason to be nervous. They have a reason to be frightful and anxiety filled with what it is that's going on in our country right now. No matter where you look, from every angle, every single thing that you discuss, whether it be your kids going to school or playing sports or us going to work or closing down businesses or where to do your finance or any of this, becomes so polarized and everybody is just so divided. It really is unprecedented times. And if you're a God-fearing person, you know what's coming. Speaking of which, we do business with God-fearing American patriotic people, people who embrace the freedom of this country, people that embrace the foundation of this country, the founding documents, the things with which this country was built, recognize that brave men and women that came before us have given the ultimate sacrifice and died to liberate this country in its beginning and then to keep us free here in America and in the United States specifically. One of those men is Carlos Cortez Jr. Now, he came on the program here as a financial expert. You remember that? He was here to talk about the GameStop thing and the hedge funds and all of that. And we interview a lot of people. As a result of him being unafraid, Richard, and I just find this so humbling. As a result of his courage and his bravery and his transparency, if you will, just saying, I'm a God-fearing American patriot and I'm a financial expert and here's what's going on with the hedge funds and GameStop and blah, blah, and thanks for having me. See you later. Like 30 new people have become customers of his from around the country. And now he's a sponsor on this show. But, you know, Carlos Cortez Jr. was unafraid. And that's what I want you to be. I want all of you to forget about this politically correct nonsense. Say what you mean what you say. These are not times to play around. And so if you haven't noticed, Carlos Cortez Jr. has recently, as of yesterday, become a sponsor on this program, and we welcome him. Every day we will hear a little bit of a message from Carlos Cortez Jr. Good advice. You can take the advice and run. You can call him for more information. You can do whatever it is that you want to do. We give him the platform because he pays for it and because we do business with God-fearing American patriots. Here's Carlos.
Don't think for a second that silver and gold is a safe investment. Guys, it is traded on the Chicago Board of Exchange. It is traded and there is no principal protection. If you lose money in a gold IRA, you can never write it off. What you need is to be working with the patriotic fiduciary that cares for Americans, that is God-fearing, and that has a plan to give you confidence so that you can have tax-free income with market protection. Contact my office at Cortez Wealth Management. This is Carlos Cortez. My office number is 813-448-3446, or you can visit us at CortezWM.com.
Plenty of references to the Matrix on this program, and boring you or beating a dead horse is not the intention that I come to this studio with every day. The purpose and calling for Patriotically Correct is to go where nobody else will go, show you the facts, investigate stories, vet information, interview experts, find truth, and be boldly unafraid to bring it to you in the most raw and unfiltered fashion that I and Richard are capable of. But what if the truth doesn't line up with the narrative of the deep state that controls everything that we see in this so-called matrix? What if every platform we are aware of is made unavailable for facts or theories that we wish to present in the most integrity-filled manner possible? Because the criminals that fund the outlets will do absolutely everything in their power to cover up their crimes, silence accusers, destroy evidence, and persecute the messenger that carries it. I've been shadow banned on Twitter. I've been deleted multiple times on Facebook, deplatformed and demonetized on YouTube, threatened by networks to remove this program because I've pushed the limits. I've crossed the barrier of comfort for these perpetuators of evil, disinformation, and lies. Too many times for them to continue allowing me to be here. They're afraid. Look at your television at night. Watch the stories made up of everything fake. It's all nonsense. All of it. It's totally fake. The anchors, the pundits, the experts, the interviews, fake, 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 and fake. The stories, the narratives, the science, the numbers, fake, all fake. ABC, CBS, NBC, MSNBC, CNN, the Fox News Channel, all fake. You can see it in their faces. You can hear it in their voice. They don't believe a damn thing that they're saying. And you know you're right if you feel that way. You know that you're not crazy. There's a reason why Lynn Wood, Mike Lindell, Sidney Powell, General Michael Flynn, just to name a few, aren't absolutely crushing it in the social media world right now. And the reason is because they've been persecuted. They've been slandered and defamed. They've been relentlessly attacked in a vicious effort to discredit these truth-telling and distinguished carriers of knowledge so that you may begin to question the validity of that message. You may start to accept the lies that you're being force-fed by those that risk nothing and stand to gain at all by continuing to regurgitate flat-out lies with no feeling of guilt, no feeling of shame, no moral compass as they spin every story into a propaganda piece to feed the beast that they depend on to stay alive. The beast that in return allows them to stay relevant and live rich and lavish lifestyles. Unaffected, by the way, by the restrictions, mandates, closures, and laws enacted for those of us that supposedly sent them to their power-filled chairs in our nation's capital, which was supposedly violently attacked by Trump-supporting patriots that love this country, right? They embrace the idea of a free republic, honor the men and women in uniform that serve in our great military or as cops on the violence-filled streets of democratically controlled cesspools of crime and corruption. I know I'm not alone here. I'm not making this about me. I'm not alone. We're all raising kids. Some of you watching grandkids grow. Some of you maybe just starting a family. You're young, and it's scary as hell to be in this world right now as a father, speaking from my point of view, that wants nothing more than for these innocent gifts from God to be able to live and be free. See the world through the eyes of innocence. Play sports, ride their bikes, play in the dirt, eat too much ice cream. I see them on their swing sets. Or helping the neighbor by shoveling her driveway and then being invited in for a hot chocolate or a place to warm up. And it just fills my heart with joy. These are the things that we want for our future generations. These are the neighborhoods we want to live in. These are the reasons that so many brave men and women have made that ultimate sacrifice on our soil and around the world to liberate the United States and then preserve the freedom of America for so many years. I care about you. I care about all of you. I've said that before in my Telegram. I've said it on Twitter. I've said it everywhere, and I really mean it. But I don't care about your feelings. What I mean by that is I'm not about to play it safe or back off. If it shocks you, then damn it, so be it. But I will not entertain the idea of self-censorship. I will not cower or bow to any of these criminal liars while I watch a man who was installed into the highest chair in the world sign a record-smashing and unprecedented number of executive actions that crush the backbone of the American economy. I will not take a back seat while the fastest-growing political organization and corporation openly broadcasts their goal of the destruction of the nuclear family right out in the wide open on national television, burn down businesses, violently riot in the streets of this country, only to get nominated for a peace prize. It's shameful. I will not carefully choose my words while those that preach science, safety, and health cripple your ability to socialize with friends, gather with your family, open the doors to your business, only so that they then can turn around and do something completely different as they sit their maskless asses in the seats at baseball stadiums, travel around the world for family weddings in whatever it is, and then gather with other elitist millionaires over white linen-draped tables at the French Laundry. It's sickening. It makes me sick. I will not remain silent while major cable broadcast network anchors look directly into the lens of a camera and tell the whole world about a virus that's so dangerous and how you and I will be imminently doomed to certain death if we aren't vaccinated, but then carelessly get caught on a hot mic, not knowing it, in the White House press room, laughing it up together, talking about the real numbers of COVID-19 and how they're less deadly than the common cold or the flu. I refuse to watch my own bobber, as they say. While people are out here dying from pneumonia, influenza, strokes, heart failure, car crashes, and catastrophic accidents, only then to have their surviving family members lied to about their cause of death, all for the sake of a $39,000 check and another notch on the ticker, relentlessly displayed at the bottom of your television screen 24 hours a day. I'm hot. I'm sweating here. I can't hold my tongue while a man that literally slept with a Chinese spy, had sex with her many, many, many years, remains on the House Intelligence Committee of the United States Congress, has access to our nation's most guarded secrets, is appointed as an impeachment manager now for a phony trial being carried out for nothing other than political vengeance because a man that they hate so much told his supporters to be patriotic and peaceful. I'm sorry. I'm losing it here. I will not quietly go away while executives at giant high-tech companies are exposed on tape for the world to see for being politically biased purveyors of lies and disinformation, only to turn around and take away my platform with strikes and independent fact-checkers in an overt assault on my right to speak freely and yours. I won't take the bait when supposed elected representatives tell me that every police officer is racist and cops are getting away with murder on a daily basis, but those same people refuse to talk about minority communities participating in their own genocide as black kids in Chicago, Detroit, Baltimore, Philadelphia, Los Angeles, and around the world are killing each other at alarming rates in the streets of neighborhoods that have been under the control of progressives for decades. And I will not allow hypocritical and evil narcissists to overreach into my gun safe and tell me to disregard the Second Amendment. Turn over my guns because guns kill people. Well, at the same time, they encourage young women to take the life of an innocent unborn child and offer to pay for it with the money that I've busted my ass to earn. I'm not turning off my mic when the name George Soros comes up. And when the truth about Hollywood and DC participation in child sex trafficking is the topic of conversation, I will not ease up. I care greatly about each and every one of you, but I couldn't care less about your feelings. Because if this conversation or any other one on this platform makes you feel uncomfortable, then you need to start with what's in the mirror. You know the truth. You know what you see and you know what you hear. Do not, for one second, allow yourselves to feel crazy or guilty for believing what your eyes and ears allow you to know to be true. The great awakening cannot be for naught. We cannot let this country go to hell. We cannot let this opportunity to light the fire of exposure and action be extinguished, as the flame has just only recently been lit by one God-fearing American man that pulled the curtains back and opened our eyes to the reality of the world, to the depth of the swamp, and most important, the plan to pull the plug and drain it all. Edmund Burke famously and rightfully said, "The only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing."
The PC Radio Show with Stu and Rich. Back in a minute.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4812. 800-978-4812. 800-978-4812. That's 800-978-4812.
We will force votes.
We will not stop.
Any Republican senator is part of the cover-up.
What the f***?
Impeachment.
This is madness.
The PC Radio Show with Stu and Rich. Back in a minute.
I'm really sorry about that. Man.
Nothing to be sorry about, man.
Well, listen, you know, you get to a point of the realization of self and how where we are as a family, all of us, we are all one family. Every single one of us here, Republicans and Democrats, you're part of my family. Independents and patriots, you're part of my family. Conservatives and liberals, gay people, straight people, transgenders, I don't give a shit. I don't care about that. We are family. We're all here. This is why I keep talking about the September 12th effect. And I think what's going on right now is even more catastrophic than that attack on our country, no matter where it came from. Yeah. I want to talk to you a little bit about Verve. Verve Forever, another veteran-owned company that we do business with here. And before I was educated about CBD, I had no idea what was going on. I was completely ignorant to the whole thing and didn't know that CBD can help you not only with pain, but it can also help you with pain that you don't show on the outside, stuff that you're feeling on the inside, whether it's the anxiety that we're all feeling right now. Maybe you've had some traumatic experiences in your life and you struggle with post-traumatic stress. Maybe it's a kid that you have that has ADHD or a neighbor of yours that you know of and you can recommend these things. CBD can help you with all of these things in addition to the actual physical pain that you might feel. So if you have shoulder pain like I do, if you have knee pain, back pain, migraine, headaches, any of these things can be assisted with CBD. And I'm telling you, this is like the miracle stuff right here. These cannabinoids, they get into your system. It's all natural, and it's a really good thing. Now, if you're already into the CBD market, but you're not doing business with Verve, then you're not doing business with a veteran-owned company. So make sure that you get over to the PCRadioshow.com and check out more information on Verve Forever. I'm telling you, this stuff is a miracle. Don't take my word for it. Try it yourself. Do your research. That's fine. I'm only here to tell you about it. But I'm telling you right now, you will not be disappointed when you do. Verve Forever, a veteran-owned, American-owned company, the highest quality CBD at the most affordable prices. Get more information at thepcradioshow.com. Thepcradioshow.com, and the PC Radio Show continues right now.
With a domestic population of 350 million and 7.8 billion worldwide, we thank the 12 of you that listen to this garbage.
It's garbage, and I'll tell you why.
The Patriotically Correct Radio Show.
Eat me.
Stu and Rich. Worldwide at thepcradioshow.com.
If you send John and the Reverend to Washington, those $2,000 checks will go out the door.
We will be able to pass $2,000 stimulus checks for the people next week.
We'll deliver the $2,000 stimulus checks.
And that begins with the $2,000 stimulus.
When you send me and Reverend Warnock to the Senate, we will pass those $2,000 stimulus checks. You send me and Reverend Warnock to the Senate, we will pass those $2,000 stimulus checks.
They will make decisions about whether we give people a $2,000 check.
We need to pass $2,000. Stimulus checks for the people.
For getting people the $2,000 in relief, direct payment.
Congress should pass $2,000 checks. President-elect Biden and Democrats are all pushing for $2,000 relief checks.
$2,000 stimulus checks.
$2,000 relief checks.
$2,000 relief checks.
They should send $2,000 checks to the American people right now.
Supporting $2,000 relief payments right now.
We need to be passing the $2,000 stimulus relief checks.
That means we need John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock, who will go to D.C. to ensure the $2,000 checks.
You see ads that say, want your $2,000 stimulus check? Vote Democrat. Vote for Warnock.
The stimulus check. Chuck Schumer is trying to increase it to $2,000.
Well, I actually have a bill for that.
One of the first things that I want to do when our new senators are seated is deliver the $2,000 checks to the American families.
And the debate over $2,000 isn't some abstract debate.
These $2,000 checks, so kind of actually $1,400 checks.
By electing John and the Reverend, we'll put an end to the block in Washington on that $2,000 stimulus check.
10 moderate Republicans want a seat at the table to pitch a slimmed-down relief proposal.
That money that will go out the door immediately.
What they might be willing to do is negotiate on those stimulus checks.
How can you assure Americans that relief will come and come soon?
Have you ever known anyone in the history of the United States of America that could be president and assure exactly what the Congress is going to do?
That money.
I can't take it anymore.
Wow.
This is what I mean when I say that they're lying and they know it. This is what I mean when I say that the fake stream media is, they should be held liable, criminally liable, for participating in the cover-up for lies and deception to the American people. This is a talking point that was repeated over and over and over again in order to spread this propaganda feeling of this terrible record, this horrible song that must now be a hit because I've heard it so many times on the radio, as they pay for this message to be delivered. That's what's going on here, Richard.
What is, my question is, $2,000. This has been shut down for 8, 9, almost 10 months, maybe even almost a year in some places. $2,000 isn't going to do anything besides maybe pay a bill here or there, but it's not going to drag anybody out of whatever they're going through. These small business owners, they don't care about $2,000. They care about opening their doors.
Ask Angela Marsden in California if $2,000 is going to help her. She probably spent $20,000 to build an outdoor dining area, to bend over backwards to comply with these overreaching, hypocritical, tyrannical mandates and closure requirements. This masking thing is all nonsense. It's all fake. Everything that you see is fake. You have to wake up to this. You have to understand that every single thing these people are reading from a script of lies. It's all fake.
And extremely insulting. A $2,000 stimulus check, to me, is like putting one of those little dot Band-Aids on a gunshot wound.
Do you think Lisa Monet Zarza at Alibi in Lakeville, Minnesota, really gives a damn about $2,000? These people are losing every single thing that they have. And in exchange for that, our communities are losing. If you don't believe me, and I'm not saying that you have to, if you don't believe the words that I'm saying every single afternoon behind this microphone, then go plan a trip for yourself. Take yourself out from your little bubble. Get yourself in your minivan. Pack up the kids and head to Detroit. Go to the south side of Chicago. Go to the north side of Minneapolis. Check out Baltimore and Philly for the weekend. Plan a weekend getaway in San Francisco or Los Angeles or Houston. You won't go. You won't go there. And you know why you won't go there. You won't go there because they're violence-ridden cesspools of crime and corruption. And the only thing that is consistent in all of the cities where you drive down their main streets and you see business after business for sale, closed, liquidation, vacant,
boarded up,
run down, boarded up, burned down. The only thing consistent in all of these cities is what? They have been under Democratic control and leadership for decades. And that is a fact. So YouTube can demonetize and deplatform me. Twitter can shadow ban me. Facebook can delete me. That's fine. But it is a fact. And I will not sit up here and sugarcoat it. These people are lying to you. These people that I just showed you on the TV, Reverend Warnock. Give me a break.
Reverend, like Al Sharpton's a reverend. Where's your church?
Give me a break.
Yeah.
John Ossoff, he can't even pronounce stimulus properly, but yet he repeats it over and over and over again, and then regurgitated in their talking points by the media is his message. It's all a lie. Every last part of it is a lie. Now, how do we fix it? This is the question. This is what everybody wants to know. Everybody's asking, how do we fix this? Well, I'm going to tell you, I don't know the answer to that. I don't know exactly what it is that needs to happen. I do know that I truly believe in divine intervention. I truly am closer now to my faith and my spiritual knowledge and overall comfort inside of me as I look around every single day and see nothing but more bad news. People are like, Stu, you keep hitting us with this bad news. Where's the positive? Where's the good news? And I'm not trying to be that way. I'm not trying to beat you down and be negative. I'm trying to help you to wake up. And if you're already awake, and if you've already been awakened, and if Donald Trump was good enough for you, then fine, wake up your neighbor. Wake up your lost auntie or your little stepbrother. The purple-headed crackpot that's carrying Antifa signs that happens to be a distant cousin of yours. Grab him by the back of his neck and have a really good talk with him. Or her. But what I'm trying to get at here is this. Donald Trump is one man. He has done more for this country in the 5 years that he was in public, in the public, had the exposure that he did, 4 years in office, a year campaigning, and now still, obviously, he's been gone a little bit here, a little bit quiet, but I would assume that that's really going to rapidly ramp up and that we're going to see a lot more of him. But Donald Trump is one man. We are about 100 million strong. This sounds really cliche, but the old saying is what? You give a man a fish, he eats for a day. You teach a man to fish, you give him the bait, he eats for a lifetime.
That's right.
That is what we need to look at here. We need to understand that what Donald Trump has been able to accomplish here is not about what he did during the 4 years. He set it all up for us. He lobbed up a softball for you to hit out of the park. He threw the meatball right down the heart of the plate, right in your wheelhouse. And it's up to us to go to the plate and deliver in the bottom of the ninth with bases loaded. It's up to us to deliver. So the question is how? How do we deliver? Accountability. First of all, you have to turn off your television. You have to stop listening to the lies, because if you listen to them more and more, if you listen to them over and over and over again, it's only human nature to retain that stuff and to somehow absorb it and process it as truth. You cannot do that. Step number one, get away from mainstream fake stream TV. Get away from these publications. The New York Times means nothing. It means nothing. It's full of propaganda and lies. The Nobel Peace Prize means nothing. We have seen that now. We know it means nothing. You're talking about a man who basically was guaranteed to go to war. We were going to be at war with Iran. We were going to be at war with Russia. We were going to be at war with North Korea. And what happened? He was in North Korea, stepping from the south to the north for the first time in I don't even know how long. Unprecedented. Shaking hands with Kim Jong-un. Okay? Nobody ever thought that that was going to happen. There's no way that it could happen. It was impossible to do, and he did it. Vladimir Putin is not our enemy. This is a talking point that has been going on by these corrupt deep state cabal members, the members of the faction that wish for a one world order system. This is they had to have a scapegoat. They had to have a narrative, a bad guy. They had to put somebody up there as the evil man. Russia was an easy target. Vladimir Putin was an easy target. This was talked about on this program by Yaku Boyans yesterday, that there was a 16-year plan here. And I have been saying that on this program, that we intercepted the football. They were marching down the field with Barack Hussein Obama. They had the playbook. It was ready to go. He was going to hand the ball off to Hillary. She was going to run it into the end zone. And right now, just a couple of months ago, we should have been celebrating the re-election of Hillary Clinton so she could really ram it down your throat and stick it up your ass for the remaining 4 years in the quest for communism, which, by the way, is not coming. Communism is not coming. It is here. We need to stop thinking about what we're going to do and start doing what needs to be done. And step number one is get away from the propaganda.
Now, let me ask you a question. How did this country become what it is? From its inception to, all kinds of different tragedies and wars and all that stuff.
Through violence.
Extreme violence. Had we not been able to use extreme violence, back in the 40s, we'd all be speaking German. And unfortunately, that may be exactly what needs to happen. You know, I was talking to my father yesterday, and he was over the top frustrated. He was sweating too. He couldn't even talk.
Yeah, that's where I'm at. I just, yep. That's where I'm at today. And I'm
his
sorry.
His whole take is that the sacrificial lambs need to be taken, and what might need to happen is that somebody's going to need to check their testicular fortitude, strap up their boots, and go into these places and remove these people from office, remove them from power with force, with violence, if necessary.
Are you calling for an insurrection?
I'm not calling for violence or an insurrection.
Thank
but
you.
But maybe, just maybe, that's where it needs to go.
I don't know where else it can go, but I do know this, is that we need more patriots to stand up and be ready to exclaim and proclaim out loud, the British are coming.
Yes. Militias. All these things. I don't see it happening any other way, Stu. I don't know that there's enough people that have the balls to shut off the TV and do their own research. The Democrats thought that Donald Trump was going to be a lay down. He was going to be a lame duck. They were going to be able to run his ass over. And he was exactly the opposite of what they thought he was.
What was the outlaw, Josie Wales, famously said, "Don't piss down my neck and tell me it's raining."
Yeah.
We need to wake up to reality and what it really is. And the rainbows and the sprinkles and the frosting and the nice little bubble wrap with the pretty little bow on top of it is not going to be achievable until you go through hell.
It needs to happen.
Vince Lombardi is one of the greatest influencers in my life, because in my adult life, I have been a football coach for many, many years. I'm now a hockey coach. I was a baseball coach. In those arenas, you're in the business of building football players, building hockey players, building baseball players. That is your job. That is what you do. But so many fail at that job because they don't realize that the real job is to build character in young men. That is the goal, to build character in young men. Football is the delivery method with which you deliver the character, the discipline, the fight, the tenacity, the competitive nature, the never give up, never quit mentality comes from a good coach. A lot of the best coaches in the games never played them, and if they did, they were terrible at it.
That's very true.
Vince Lombardi famously said, if you want to get to the rainbow, you've got to go through the rain. And I will tell you right now that I feel like it's about to be a tsunami.
I read this thing yesterday. I'm going to read it to you now. It's very short. I found it online, and it really struck a chord with me. It says, a dog has his chain reduced one link at a time every few days until his chain was so short he could barely move. He never resisted because he was conditioned to the loss of his freedom slowly over time. Is this what's happening to us now in America? They're just taking one link at a time very slowly. The COVID shutdowns, the kids out of school, the banning of our First Amendment, talking about coming for our Second Amendment, where soon we're going to have no freedom. We're going to be squirming at the end of a very short leash, and we're going to be okay with it because we've been conditioned to lose it shortly over time.
The conversation has been had on this show many times, especially recently. How to instill communism without a shot being fired. And this is what it is. It's about conditioning. It's about brainwashing. It's about manipulating. It's about indoctrinating our youth. It's about silencing those of us that know better. They can't come for you. They can't take your brain, your head, your knowledge, your wisdom. They can't come for that. They know that. So what do? They silence you. They persecute you. They criminalize and villainize you. They make you look out to be a racist and a bigot and a misogynist, a bootlicking, Trump-supporting conspiracy theorist, tinfoil hat wearing weirdo, and they discredit you, take all credibility away from your platform. That crazy Stu and Richard on that Patriotically Correct, I don't know if we could ever go on that program because they're way too out there. This is way too weird. I can't do it. That is the goal here, the shortening of the leash. Step two, after the break. As PC Radio continues, and I'm sorry, again, I'm not trying to be a Debbie Downer here. That is not the goal. The goal is to try to light that fire, to keep the fire that's already been lit alive and burning. 60 seconds until we're back. PC Radio continues straight ahead.
Radio Show with Stu and Rich. Back in a minute.
G'day, mates. Tech Roo here on location in Australia in search of a rare and elusive wild hare. Most think you would find him when the sun don't shine, but we will find him right here in this primitive Aboriginal outback. I would never consider an excursion like this without my Patriot Supply survivor gear in my pouch. No, not that pouch. I don't have a pouch. In my backpack. Besides the four-week emergency food supply kit that's back at home from preparewithmojo50.com, I've got an emergency blanket, my one-size-fits-all poncho, my snake bite kit, and my Alexa Pure Survival Spring Straw. Crikey! There's a wild hare now. Ain't he a beaut?
Yeah. What's up, Dad?
Find some great deals at preparewithmojo50.com.
Censored by Twitter, shadow banned on Facebook, and hated by fake news media. The Patriotically Correct Radio Show with Stu and Rich. Mojo 50 Radio.
Just want to take the time to thank all of you, by the way, for being here every day, Monday through Friday, on the iHeart Radio station. Is called Mojo 50 Radio. Find the station. Lots of good programming on there. The Daily Mojo in the morning. Coming up after us will be Izzo and Rocky Stucci. All kinds of good stuff over on the OpsLens network as well. If you didn't have the opportunity to check out the exploding interview that I did with Matt Locke, it's over at YouTube. I think that thing has about 60,000 views in 24 hours. Matt Locke, nice. He's a very profound guy. A lot of real truth that he speaks on that platform as well. And that's what's really important. We were talking about step one to defeat this radical takeover and toppling of a complete political system. The first thing I think that's more important than step one, which is turning off the TV and stop listening to it. Before that, I think what you need to understand is that we're all in this together. And when Richard talks about violence, or when I talk about violence, I don't want to fight you. I don't want to. I don't want to fight at all, but I will. I will respond to violence with superior violence. I promise, if you come for my guns or if you come for my kids, that will be it for me. That will be the tipping point. And we have talked about multiple times, if you were a Trump supporter, or if you're a conservative or an American patriot, you know, you identify yourself in those ways, you are going to be targeted for deprogramming and re-education. These FEMA camps are real. Brandon Tatum said on this program, it's pretty difficult for them to take you to a FEMA camp if they have 2-2-3-5-5-6 NATO rounds flying by their head. 3082, I think he mentioned. That is true. However, the fact is that going a step beyond that, your kids are at risk, and you're at risk of losing them, because if they are willing to make the COVID-19 issue about health and safety, then they're willing to make your mental health about health and safety as well. They're going to tell you, and they're going to tell the courts, they're going to try to articulate to the sheriff in your town that you may be a danger to your kids because of your indoctrination, because of your beliefs. There will be a day, I am telling you, where they will not only just be coming for your guns and for your tax money, for the guns that you have at $200 a pop, but they will be knocking on your door asking to check on the welfare of your children. They will be documenting and doing reports. So step one is realizing that we are all in this thing together for the future of our country. We cannot do it divided. We have to do it together. We have to do it as Americans. We have to adopt the September 12, 2001 mentality of patriotism, no matter where that attack came from, because that's irrelevant. We have to understand that we are all Americans. On that day, it didn't matter if it was raining or snowing. It didn't matter if the guy gave you your burger just a little bit late. That's okay. God bless you. USA, go America. That was what it was. And that's where we need to get back to in order to defeat this. So that is step number one. Number two, I think, is deprogramming yourself to the nonsense, to this fake news, fake stream media of indoctrination and propaganda. They are lying. It's all fake. Go watch it. Seriously, one last time, go take a look at it and tell me that these people aren't the best paid actors on the face of the planet, or the worst paid. I don't know. I don't know what Chris Cuomo makes or Don Lemon over there, but they're fake. They're scripted robots with a message that's delivered to them by the same big, huge corporations and funding sources as Black Lives Matter, Blue Dot, Antifa, progressive radicals, Democrats. I know a lot of good Democrats.
Yeah.
And you're on my team also.
Well, just ask yourself, ask yourself, what are these people that are raining havoc on our society? What is it that they're gaining from this? They certainly don't seem to be losing a whole lot of anything.
They have nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Right.
We've already put them there.
It's all right there in front of your face. It's all there. All these news reporters, politicians, mayors, governors, congressmen, senators, they're all going to work every day. They're getting their salaries. Their kids' private schools didn't shut down. All of these things, all these rules that we have to follow and all these things that we need to do don't apply to them.
Doing a radio show and a podcast every day is not going to get it. I do understand that, and I'm not saying that. Yeah. What I am saying is here, we're all in this together. We need to make this very uncomfortable for these people. We have seen tape montage after tape montage of these people that are impeaching a president for talking about being patriotic and peaceful. They're going to impeach him now. They're going to attempt to, for no reason whatsoever, because they're not going to get a conviction in the Senate, unless by some weird thing these Republicans really put their tail between their legs and cut and run to save their own political careers, which I would not put outside of the spectrum of reality. It's very plausible that that could happen, so don't hold your breath. But now they're trying to make it so that he can't have the Trump presidential library. They're going after him so hard that they're trying to kick him out of Mar-a-Lago, his own club that he owns. They're down there meeting in Palm Springs saying, no, residents are only allowed to stay for 7 days at a time. He owns it. They're going to chase him till the end of the earth and go there. And what I mean by making these people uncomfortable, do you remember when they were behind the podium saying, when they go low, we kick them? Remember that? Do you remember when you see him at a gas station, cause a disturbance? Do you remember Nancy Pelosi and Kamala Harris saying, this isn't going to stop, this isn't going to stop? Well, what I mean by making it uncomfortable can be highlighted in this film from about 2018, where this gentleman did exactly what you and I need to be doing.
I didn't have time to
You have to give us your name.
Oh, I'm sorry. My name is Mark Robinson. I live at 4015 Sassafras Court. That's right here in Greensboro. I've lived in Greensboro all my life. I didn't have time to write a fancy speech. I didn't have time to, I didn't have the resource of a English teacher to sit down and write a speech with at school today and be, brought over here or practice or anything. What I really came down here for is this. I've heard a whole lot of people in here talking tonight about this group and that group and domestic violence and blacks, these minorities and that minority. What I want to know is, when are you all going to start standing up for the majority? And here's who the majority is. I'm the majority. I'm a law-abiding citizen who's never shot anybody, never committed a serious crime, never committed a felony. I've never done anything like that. But it seems like every time we have one of these shootings, nobody wants to put the blame where it goes, which is at the shooter's feet. You want to put it at my feet. You want to turn around and restrict my right, constitutional right that's spelled out in black and white. You want to restrict my right to buy a firearm and protect myself from some of the very people you're talking about in here tonight. It's ridiculous. I don't think Rod Serling could come up with a better script. It does not make any sense. The law-abiding citizens of this community and many communities around this country, we're the first ones taxed and the last ones considered and the first ones punished when things like this happens, because our rights are the ones that are being taken away. That's the reason why I came down here today. Gun show or no gun show, NRA or no NRA. I'm here to stand up for the law-abiding citizens of this community.
Good for you.
Because I'm going to tell you that what's going to happen. You can take the guns away from us all you want to. You all write a law. I follow the law. I'll bring my guns down here. I'll turn them in. Here's what's going to happen.
I don't know about that.
The Crips and the Bloods on the other side of town, they're not going to turn their guns in. They're going to hold on to them. And what's going to happen when you have to send the police down there to go take them? The police can barely enforce the law as it is. It's what I see. We demonize the police, criminalize and vilify the police, and we make the criminals and the victims. And we're talking about restricting guns? How are you going to do that? How are you going to do that when the police department's already hamstrung? You're not going to be able to go down here and take these guns from these criminals. So the criminals are going to hold on to their guns. They're still going to have them. They're still going to break in my house, and they're still going to shoot me with them. And guess who's going to be the one that suffers? It's going to be me. Well, I'm here to tell you tonight, it is not going to happen without a fight. And when I say fight, I don't mean shots fired. I don't mean fist thrown. I mean I'm going to come down here to this city council and raise hell just like these loonies from the left do until you listen to the majority of the people in this city. And I am the majority. The majority of the people in this city are law-abiding. And they follow the law. And they want their constitutional right to be able to bear arms. They want to be able to go to the gun show and buy a hunting rifle or a sport rifle. There are no military-grade weapons sold at the gun show. An AR-15 is not a military-grade weapon. Anybody that would go into combat with an AR-15 is a fool. It's a semi-automatic 22 rifle. You'd be killed in 15 minutes in combat with that thing. So we need to dispel all these myths, and we need to drop all this division that we got going on here. Because the bottom line is, when that Second Amendment was written, whether the framers liked it or not, they wrote it for everybody. And I am everybody. And the law-abiding citizens of this city are everybody. And we want our rights, and we want to keep our rights. And by God, we're going to keep them, come hell or high water.
No clapping from the peanut gallery, please. No clapping. No noises, please. This guy hit the nail right on the head. And as dated as that video is, and as many times as you all may have seen that video, you needed to see it again today, because the most important thing that he said, now I will disagree with him, I'm not going to turn my guns in. Yes, I'm a law-abiding citizen. For the most part, I scrupulously adhere to the letter of the law. My window tint might be a little bit dark. I might go a little bit fast every once in a while. And I might even be known to do the occasional burnout here and there. Those things are violations of ordinances, and I acknowledge that, and if I get caught doing it, I'll gladly pay my sanction, my fine, my fee, whatever it is. But you know what? I'm a human being, and I make mistakes. I will not, however, be turning in my guns, marching down anywhere, and handing them over to anybody. They will have to pry them from my cold, dead hands, as all of us have said in the past, and I hope that you really mean that when you say it. But what I really think that we need to hang on here, and what this guy should really hang his hat on, is the fact that he said, when are you going to start representing the majority?
Yeah.
We are the majority. Getting down on ourselves right now is the worst thing that we can possibly do, because we are stronger than them in numbers. This is a puppet that we're seeing in the White House right now. He is not pulling the strings. These are not his executive actions. He is not authoring them. He is not writing them. He doesn't even know what's in them. And we know that they don't care what's in them by past experience. Nancy Pelosi told us we have to pass it to know what's in it. Don't forget that. These are the same people that were doing it then that are doing it now. These are the same people who have not only expelled, but actually promoted a member of the United States Congress who is having sex with a Chinese spy for many years. These are those people. These are the people who have nothing to lose but everything to gain, while you are losing your business, locked down, pulling your kid out of school, covering them up with a mask, doing damage by both psychiatric and physical means to your family. She, in the meantime, is opening up her freezer and showing you her high-priced gelatin. These are the people that are telling you, stay out of big numbers. Don't do it. Well, in the meantime, Governor Gavin Newsom and Mayor Garcetti are erecting tents for 200 people that are in the Hollywood community, millionaire movie makers, to gather right on top of each other with no masks. But the outdoor dining facility directly across the street that this woman, Angela Marsden, bent over backwards to accomplish providing is not safe. These are the people who will look you directly in the eye and tell you that you need to mask, but that are caught multiple times over and over and over again wearing no mask. That's what they do. These are the people who tell you, do not travel, do not get on an airplane. It is not safe for you. But then get on an airplane, a private plane, with a larger than acceptable group and fly to someplace in Mexico to have an elaborate wedding for his daughter. These are the same people who tell you that they're going to shut down a business in this part of New York, but not in this part of New York. And if you look at the statistics and the voting data, you will see that those people that were shut down in certain districts just blocks away from others were being punished. They were being disciplined because these were conservative Republican voting districts that were shut down while these businesses went out of business. These are the same people who went to arrest a person for violating this, chased them with balaclavas and masks on in the middle of the dark in a quiet alley, and then lied about this man breaking the legs of an officer, a sheriff, the top cop in the New York City Sheriff's Office, lied. Joseph Fassino ought to step down and resign right now. This guy, what he did, representing the majority, representing us in 2018, is exactly what 100 million of us need to be doing every single day. And I realize it. I'm committed to doing it.
All these people, Stu, that you just outlined are also the same people who promised you a $2,000 check. To just go along with it, keep your eyes closed, and just go along with the bullshit as long as they want to, they care to feed it to you.
These are the same people that told you 15 days to slow the curve, the spread, 15 days to flatten the curve. How long ago was that? It was over a year ago that they told you 15 days. You cannot believe a word they are saying. It is all lies. It is all fake. It is all evil.
And I hope that this gentleman who lives somewhere in small town America on Sassafras Court is still fighting the good fight. I bet he had no idea that his words would ring true for years to come.
I'm receiving all kinds of messages in my Telegram right now. It's absolutely going nuts. People that are listening to us on Mojo 5.0 talking about the way that I opened my show today and apologizing for it, telling me not to apologize. This is exactly what my message was, is to not apologize. And then I went ahead and did it. Just not because of the message, you folks here, but the I try to maintain a certain level of composure and professionalism because I understand the weight of the tongue. I understand that impressionable minds and ears listen to people that have a predominantly truth-speaking platform and that they can trust us, that you can trust me. I promise you, if there's anything that you can do, it is you can trust myself. You can trust Richard. You can trust that we will always hold people accountable. Every guest that we have on here, we will hold them accountable. They can be a superstar and a rising stud in the Republican Party. That's great. But if there's something that we need to question, if there's something that we need to call down on the carpet, we will do that on this program. I'm not afraid to say, I support you, but I don't agree with this. I support you for the majority of the things that you're talking about. I support your heart. I support everything that you're saying and everything that you're doing, except this. I don't agree with this. Tell me why. Why are you doing this? This is the information-seeking part of me. I'm a fact junkie. And so sometimes, as a human being, I get overloaded with information. Our computers do it. Our phones do it. Our tablets do it. And we do it. We overload ourselves with information. And when that information is predominantly negative, it becomes very easy to blow your top. It becomes easy to lose your patience. It becomes easy to begin yelling instead of, I don't want to yell at you. I want to talk with you. But I'm a human being. And for those of you encouraging me in Telegram right now, I just want to tell you thank you. I read every single one of your messages, and although I might not be able to individually respond to all of them, believe me, they make a big difference. They help me to get through this stuff, because living in this world is one thing. Diving into it on a daily basis and regurgitating and rebroadcasting this stuff is really aging. And I'm telling you, if I can look in the mirror and see how much I've aged since June when I started this thing. I've got a long history of radio, but that was introducing songs. Only since June have I been here really diving in and bringing you the heat of facts and truth. And I'm telling you, I can see it in the mirror. Imagine what Donald Trump is going through. Imagine what Lynn Wood is going through. Imagine what Sidney Powell is going through. Imagine what General Michael Flynn is going through. Imagine what Dan Bongino over at Parler is going through. An entire multi-million dollar platform where millions of people gathered to tell the truth has been completely removed with the flip of a switch, yeah, by Jeff Bezos over at Amazon. These are the people that you cannot trust. Do not trust them. Do not believe them. Run away from them in the sense of run away from their lies. Do not cover your ears, cover your eyes, do the little kid thing. I can't see you. I can't hear you. But then bring it to them. Get your like-minded friends and people and be to every single school board meeting, be to every single city council meeting, every time the county commissioners meet in your local neighborhoods, in your towns, in your cities, in your counties, in your states is where we need to start making a difference, because these are the people that are school board today, congressman tomorrow. And we need to start there. The future of our country is about our kids. The most important place that we can be making noise right now is at school board meetings.
Absolutely. 100%. I think I might even run for a school board myself. In my
the most patriotic thing that you can do, other than the service that you've already given us, earning that Purple Heart, as you had 20 years of distinguished service with the United States Army. The most patriotic thing that you can do other than that, I believe, would be to run for school board. We are here Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Central, Mojo 5.0, where we are live on iHeartRadio. You can find us anywhere that you get your podcasts, whether it's Pandora, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Spreaker. Let's see, what are some of these other ones? iHeart, of course, and all of them.
What we're not on is shorter.
Get over to Rumble. Get over to YouTube. Subscribe, follow us. But most importantly, go to redvoicemedia.com so that we never lose you. Sign up for the email list. Until tomorrow, at this time, here's what's up to it. Here's what's down to it. Here's to any way we can get to it. Here's to those that don't do it. May they be dragged to it, tied to it, or forced to it. And here's to us who do it, because we're the ones that's used to it. Remember to fly low and avoid that radar. One day they're going to come for the car, and when they do, save the radio!